Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chavav Amin Aleph. We're holding on the second line from the top on Chavav Amin Aleph by the word Tanya. So says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amr B'chanani ben Akavya, Koisvei Svarim Tfilna Mezuzos, those that write Sifrei Torah Tfilna Mezuzos, meaning Seifrim, so Hain, they themselves, the Seifrim themselves, V'tagrehen, and their merchants, V'tagre Tagarehen, and the retailers, V'chol Oiskim B'Melech HaShemayim, and anyone who's Oisik in Melech HaShemayim, Asuye Meicher Tcheles, those that sell Tcheles, all these people, they're Petur Mikriyashim HaMinatfilo, Minatfilon, Umikolu HaMitzvahs HaMuris B'Torah. They're Potter from all mitzvahs, Kriyashma, Shemin Esrei, Davening, Tfilin, all the mitzvahs, they're Potter. The Kayim Divir Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, to be Mekayim, that which Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Shai Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosi Aglili used to say, Ha'Oisek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. That one who's Oisek in one mitzvah, so he's Patur from all other mitzvahs. So these people, being that they're Oisek B'Mitzvah, so they're Patur from other mitzvahs. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Holchei Drachim B'Yoyim, Patur Min HaSukkah B'Yoyim, B'Chayavim B'Layla. Those that are traveling to do business by day, so they're traveling, while they're traveling, they're Patur from Sukkah by day. However, at night, when they're not traveling, they're going to be Chayiv in Sukkah. But by day, while they're traveling, they're Patur, because Teshu came to Duru. They are allowed to live in the Sukkah the way they live in their house, just like they would leave their house and go on the road to go do business. So too, they could leave the Sukkah and go on the road to go do business. Holchei Drachim B'Layla, Patur Min HaSukkah B'Layla, V'Chayavim B'Yoyim. Those that are traveling at night, so they're Patur at night, and they're Chayiv by day. Holchei Drachim B'Yoyim U'V'Layla, they're traveling both day and night, long trip, Patur Min HaSukkah V'Yim B'Yoyim U'V'Yim B'Layla, and they'll be Patur by both. That's a person who's going to do business. Holchei L'Dvar Mitzvah, if a person's going and he's traveling to go do a mitzvah, so even though he's only traveling by day, the halacha is he's Patur V'Yim B'Yoyim U'V'Yim B'Layla. He's Potter both by day and by night, meaning Rashi explains, because even by night he's tarred with the mitzvah. Since he's still tarred with the mitzvah at night, even though he's not traveling at night, that itself still gives him a patur of Isaac per mitzvah, Potter min mitzvah, that he's Potter from Sukkah. Ki hadu Rav Chista v'Rabbi v'Rav Huna, these two Amarayim, ki hava ailu b'shabta the rigla l'bei Reish Kalusa, when they would go on the Shabbos of the Drasha to the Reish Kalusa, on Sukkot, so Havuganu Araksa de Surah, so they would sleep by the riverbanks of Surah, not inside of a Sukkah. And Amri, they said about themselves, that Anon Shluchei Mitzvah Anonu Paturin, that we're Shluchei Mitzvah, we're going to learn Torah, we're going to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, to go to the Reish Galusa, and therefore we're Pater from Sukkah, even at night. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Shomrei Ha'ir B'Yoyim, those that are in charge of guarding the city by day, they're the security guards of the city, so Paturim Min HaSukkah B'Yoyim V'Chayavim B'Layla, so they're Patur by day, they'll be Chayiv in Sukkah at night. Shomrei Ha'ir B'Layla, if they're guarding the city at night, Paturim Min HaSukkah B'Layla V'Chayavim B'Yoyim, so they're Patur at night, they're Chayiv by day. Shomrei Ha'ir B'Yoyim B'Yoyim U'Yim B'Layla, if they're having a 24-hour shift, so Paturim Min HaSukkah B'Yoyim U'Yim B'Layla, so then they have a 24-hour Patur from Sukkah. Shomrei Ginesu Pardesim, Paturim Bein Bayom Ubein Belayla. Those that are guarding the Ginesu Pardesim, which is a 24-hour shift, so they're Patur from Sukkah both by day and by night. Ask the Gemara of Liavdi Sukkah Hasam Velesu, why don't they make a Sukkah over there by the orchards and sit in the Sukkah? Why do they have to be Patur? Just make the Sukkah over there. Says the Gemara, Abaye Amar Teshuva Kein Tuduru. Abaye says that no, it would be too much of a tircha for them to bring the pillows and their blankets to the pardes, and therefore they're Patur, because a person is supposed to live in the sukkah the way he lives in his house with his pillows and blankets, being that it's too much of a tircha to bring his pillows and blankets, so therefore he's Patur Legamri from the mitzvah of sukkah. Rava says a different pshat, that the reason why they're Patur is because Pirtza Koyra Leganov. If they sleep in the sukkah, so that's like, so to speak, making a hole, inviting over a ganov. If they make a sukkah and by the pardes, so it's blocked off on three sides, the ganov will see, and it'll just go behind the sukkah and steal all the produce. Therefore, a person, he's Patur from sukkah. My benayu, what's the nafkamino? Ikabenayu the commander karya de peri. If all he's guarding is a karya de peris, all of his guarding is a pile of fruits. So according to Abaye, it's still going to be Teshu Kain Tuduru, he's not going to be chayiv to make a sukkah over there. However, according to Rava, that the only petur is because of Pirtza Kaira the Ganav, he's so to speak inviting a Ganav over, if all he's guarding is a pile of fruits, he just could just keep it in front of him, and it won't be considered Pirtza Kaira the Ganav. He's able to guard it in a way that a Ganav won't see it and say, oh, it's easy access. Says the Gemara Vayter, Chaylun Hashem Shehem. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a chayla and those that are assisting the chayla, so they're potter from sukkah. Tan Rabbanan, chayla shamru, loy chayla sheyesh baisakana. We're not discussing a chayla who's dangerously ill. Ela filu chayla sheyem baisakana, even though he's not in the matzav of sakana. Afilu chash beinav, he just has an ayek. Afilu chash beraisha, he has a headache. Still, he's going to be potter from sukkah, like we explained, because teishukei teduru. Just like a person will leave his house if his house was causing him tremendous discomfort, pain, and it was affecting him. So, too, a person is allowed to leave his sukkah in such a case. One time I had ayik when I was in Kesari. Rabbi Yossi, the great one, gave me a heter for me and those that are helping me to sleep outside the sukkah. Rav gave a heter to Rav Acha Bardula to sleep inside of a kila, a canopy pad inside the sukkah, even though it's not halachic. Consider like he's in the sukkah. He gave him a heter to sleep in such a bed, basuka, mishum bake, because of the bugs that were bothering him. Rav Sharli Lurebi Achabarada Lamigna Barmi Talalta, he gave a heter to Rav Achabar Badula to sleep outside the sukkah, mishum sirchad de margishta, because there was this bad smell on the floor of the sukkah, and which is Rav Litame, Rav who gave this heter, Zushitasai, Dama Rava Mitztair Pater Mina Sukkah, that someone who's discomfort, who's uncomfortable, he's pater from the sukkah. Ah, frak the Gemara, just from being mitzdayer, you're potter from sukkah. Vanan tanan chayil nemesham sheyen petura min hasukkah. We learned in the Mishnah, only someone who's sick and those helping the person who's sick, they're the ones that are potter from sukkah. Chayil in mitzdayer loy. It's mashma only a person who's sick, not just a person who's uncomfortable. Says the Gemara, no. Really, even a person who's just uncomfortable is potter. So why does the Mishnah focus on a chayla? Amri chayla hu mishamshav peturim. Because the Mishnah is focusing on the heter that he and those that are helping him are potter. So that's why we spoke about a chayla. As opposed to mitztayer, where hu potter, he himself is potter, but mishamshav loy. But those that are, I guess, generally helping him, they are going to still be chayiv in sukkah. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a person's allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah. Says the Gemara, "V'kama achilas arai? How much food is considered a snack?" Rabbi Yosef tarti atlas beye, even up to 2 and 3 beta of bread. Tosa says that's still considered a snack. More than that's already a suda, but up to that, that's considered a snack. Amale Abaye, that's a very large shear. Vahzimnin Sagin Sagli Linishbachi. Many times that's enough for a person to have his full meal with that amount of food. Vahavle Sudas Kva, so it should be considered a Sudas Kva. Alamar Abaye, a snack is Kedetayim Barbe Rav Aulikala. Like a person going to a shear, he quickly puts some food in his mouth, he's nervous that maybe the shear will go on for a long time, he'll be hungry, so he quickly puts some food into his mouth before he heads out to the shear. That mouthful of food, that's considered the shear of a snack. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Aichon Achilas Arai Chutzasukka, Vein Yeshenim Shenas Arai Chutzasukka, that even though a person's allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah, a person's not allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah. My time, why is taking a nap so chamer? Rav Ashi, Gzeira Shami Erodim, because it's a Gzeira, he might fall into a deep sleep. Amrle Abaye Elohad the Tanya, that which we learned in the Braisa, Yashin Adam Shenas Arai Bitfillin. A person is allowed to take a nap in his tefillin of Elai Shenas Kva, he just can't take a real sleep. That there's a Gzeira Shemi Yafiach, maybe he'll pass gas. But a nap he's allowed to take, Leicha Shemi Yeradim, according to Rav Ashi, that there's a Chashash, that anytime a person takes a nap, that maybe he'll fall into a deep sleep. So here also we should be Chayshe Shemi Yeradim, maybe he'll fall into a deep sleep. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yosef, Breid Rav Iloi, B'maisa Sheinasad La'achirim. Now, in a Chanami, that Braisa, by Tefillin, is talking specifically in a case where a person appointed a Shomer to watch him, that he doesn't fall into a deep sleep, and by Sukkah, I guess that would work also. If you appoint a Shomer, so then things are different. Mask for Rav Misharshia, ask Rav Misharshia though, how does appointing a Shomer help? Arvich Arvich Tzaruch, your co-signer needs a co-signer, meaning your Shomer needs a Shomer. Maybe the Shomer will fall asleep, so he should have to have a Shomer. So how does having a Shomer help? Alam Rabbi Barbar Chana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, b'maniach Raishe ben Birka Vaskinan. The Braisa by Tefillin, which says that you're allowed to take a nap and we don't have a chashash, shamu yerodim, it's because we're not talking about a person who takes a nap on his couch. That avada we all know, shamu yerodim. This is the brisa by tefillin is talking about a person who's taking a nap sitting up in his chair, and he bends over his head and he puts his head into his lap. A person who takes such a nap, there's no chashash, shamu yerodim, that maybe he'll fall into a deep sleep. That's what that brisa by tefillin is talking about when it says he's allowed to take a nap. And in a chanami, that would be a heter by sukkah as well to take such a nap. When we said he's not allowed to take a nap, we meant the nap that's on the couch. That's the type of nap that we have a chashash shami yirodim. Al kapanim, this was all Rav Ashi, that the reason why a person cannot take a nap on sukkah outside the sukkah, on sukkahs outside the sukkah, is because of a chashash shami yirodim. However, says the Gemara, Rava Amar ain kfal l'shena, that the reason why a person can't take a nap outside the sukkah is because power naps are kishmoy kenu. They're sometimes very powerful, and a person could have a power nap, and it could give him like the amount of energy like a real sleep. And therefore, even naps have a certain element of kfat to it, and therefore a person's not allowed to take a nap outside the sukkah. Tani Chada, we learned in one braisa when it comes to tefillin, that Yashin Adam b'tefillin shenas aray v'loy shenas kfa, he's allowed to take a nap, but not a real sleep. V'tani idach bein kfa bein aray, he's allowed to take any type of sleep. V'tani idach lay kfa v'loy aray, he can't take any sort of sleep. So it's a three-way stira. Says the Gemara, then no. Ha'alei kasha. Ha'adinakulu bidei. The braisa, which says that he can't take even a nap, that's talking about where he's holding it in his hands. Being that he's holding it in his hands, so there's a chashash that he might drop it. That's why he can't even take a nap. Ha'adimanche bereshe. The braisa, which says that he's only allowed to take a nap, he just can't have or take a real sleep, that's talking about where he's wearing his tefillin. Since he's wearing his tefillin, there's no problem of it falling, but there's a problem of shami yafiach if he takes a real sleep, so he could just take a nap, but not a real sleep. And ha de parasudri love. The braisa which says that he could take any sort of sleep, that's when he's not holding it, it's not on him, it's next to him, it's wrapped up, that he could take even a real sleep. Now the kamashenas arai, when we say that at times he's allowed to take a nap, let's say when he's in his chair and he has his head bent over into his lap, so when he's allowed to take a nap, how long is this nap? Tani Rami Bar Yechaskel, Kedei Hiluch Mea Amo, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 Amos, which the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gain, from the Gra, that is about 53 seconds. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa, Hayashim Betzfilin Viraya Keri, let's say a person, he sleeps at night, obviously a real sleep, and he even sees Keri at night, so now he has to take off his tefillin, but he doesn't want to touch his tefillin, that's a bezayin, so how does he do this? Aiches Biritsua, Veinu Aiches Bektitza, so he should take it off by grabbing the straps, the ritzuos, and not by holding the actual box, which has the shit on it, it has more kedusha. He should rather hold the straps to take off the tefillin. Devi Rabbi Yaakov. The Chachamim say that this situation will never happen, because Yashim Adam b'tefillin shenas aray avolay shenas kva. A person is only allowed to take a nap in his tefillin. He's not allowed to take a shenas kva, and therefore this case will never happen. V'kama shenas aray, and how long is this nap that a person is allowed to take? And this is why we brought down the whole braisa, as the Tanya Nami Hachi, how long is a nap? K'day Hiluch Mea Amo, the amount of time it takes to watch 100 Amos, just like we said before.